Just wanted to share a few verses from Isaiah 40 and Isaiah 41. One thing I was thinking about is when we come together on Sunday morning, it's really good to sometimes think on who God is and some of the promises that He can give us. If we can be reminded who God is, some aspects of who God is, and some of His amazing promises, I think that can really help us grow in our faith. So we did a race yesterday, and I was drawn to some verses in Isaiah 40 around that context. So yeah, just going to share a few verses from Isaiah 40. I'll start in verse 9. And it says this, "Here is your God." So I'm going to again share a few more verses on this, but again, here is our God. What are some aspects about God that we can learn about from these verses? So it says, "Behold, the Lord God will come with might, with His arm ruling for Him. Behold, His reward is with Him and His recompense before Him. Like a shepherd, He will tend His flock. In His arm, He will gather the lambs and carry them in His bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes." So as I read that part, one thing we can think about our God is our shepherd, and He wants to tend His flock. All of us are His flock, and we go through our own challenges and things like that each day and each week. God wants to gather us. He wants to tend us. He wants to look after us. He'll carry us when we need to, and He'll lead us. So that's one aspect about our God I think we should all think on. God is our shepherd, and He wants to look after us. I'm going to move down now to verse 28 of chapter 40. And it says this, "Do you not know, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable." I looked up that word inscrutable. I thought, what does that mean? It means like it's impossible to know. Like we can't even understand His understanding. Like sometimes we're in a place where we don't even understand what we should do, but God understands everything perfectly. And also, God never becomes weary or tired. That's a really wonderful thing to know about our God. He doesn't get tired. He's always listening. He always hears our prayers. Verse 29, it says, "He gives strength to the weary. To him who lacks might, He increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired and vigorous young men stumble badly, those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." So as I was in the middle of this race yesterday, I thought about this verse, and I was getting very tired. I was running, and I was getting tired. And I thought of this verse. It says, "They will run and not get tired." And I thought, Lord, how does it actually apply? And then I thought to myself, you know what? It doesn't actually say when, but what will happen is the Lord may allow us to get tired for a time, but He will give us strength at the appropriate time. Like the Lord allows us to go through trials sometimes because He wants to accomplish something in our life. And I think one thing He wants us to accomplish is having faith in Him. Even if we're getting tired, even if we're feeling like we don't have strength at the time, if we keep our hope in God and we trust in God, God can allow that time to build up our faith. So I think when we're in the middle of a trial, when we're feeling like we have no strength, when we're feeling tired and we can't go on, we put our hope in God and say, "God, I can't do it, but you can be strong for me." And I think as we do that, the Lord can prove that out in our life. So just want to look now at verse 40, chapter 41. And starting in verse 8, He says, "Descendant of Abraham, my friend, you who I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from the remotest parts and said to you, 'You are my servant. I have chosen you and not rejected you.' Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look around you, for I am your God." So thinking about that, the Lord here calls us His friend. He called us from the ends of the earth. He called each one of us from wherever we were. He called us to be His children. And He said, "I have chosen you and not rejected you." That's an amazing thing. Despite our sin, the Lord has chosen us and not rejected us as we come to Him. And then He says, "Do not fear. Do not anxiously look about you." Sometimes we can be in the middle of a trial, in the middle of some trouble, and we can be looking around us trying to find a solution. What am I going to do to get out of this problem? Like I think about Elisha's servant. He was with Elisha at the city, and there was this army coming to capture them. He was looking all around him saying, "What are we going to do? The enemy's coming." And what did Elisha do? He had eyes of faith. He said, "No, great God, there's more with us than with them." And I think when we're going through a trouble hits us, the very first thing we should do is look up to God. Not anxiously look around us and think, "How am I going to find a solution?" No, we look to God. And as we do that, What does it say? He says, I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And I like that last part there. He says the word surely twice. He says, surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I think that word surely means we can be absolutely sure that he will do that. As we put our hope in God, as we trust in God, he will absolutely help us. So just wanted to share these few verses. God is the one who leads us like a shepherd. We don't have to fear. God will strengthen us when we're feeling weak, when we're feeling tired. Maybe not at that moment, but he'll do it at the right time. And as we just read, we don't have to fear. We don't have to anxiously look around us to find our help, our solution. God is our help. We just look to him. And what will happen is this. We will mount up with wings like eagles. We can run and not get tired. We can walk and not become weary. This is our God. Let's remember that this week.